Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. Ray Gustafson joined in studio. Tiffany Griffin, Director of Marketing and Communications, and Kelly Nightingale, Director of Programs with the Cora Lamping Center. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. Hello.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Tiffany, I'll start with you. Tell us about the Director of Marketing and Communications and what you do, just to kind of bring us up to speed. It's been a little while since we talked.
Sure. So, I do, I take care of all of the communications and marketing for the Avenue Family Network.
So that would be why your title is the Director of Marketing and Communications. Boy, that sums it up, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. It's internal communications, sure. External communications. Last year, we took the organization through a complete rebranding and kind of created a new identity. So leading that project, if you will, and kind of seeing it roll out now, both, you know, within the community, staff, you know, stakeholders.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the Cora Lamping Center and then introduce Kelly, and we'll talk with Kelly just a little bit too. What do you guys do there?
Sure. So the Cora Lamping Center for Survivors of Domestic and Sexual Violence, in a nutshell, we provide the services and shelter if needed for survivors of domestic and sexual violence within Berrien County. And yeah, the services that we provide, Kelly will speak to a bit more, but they are they're priceless.
Yeah.
And we can talk a little bit more about that.
Specifics too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Exactly. Specifics that go along with that. But we have some exciting things coming up that we would like to share. And Kelly Nightingale is our Director of Programs. And she's kind of the expert on all the exciting things coming up.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Glad to have you here as well. Now, you and I spoke, it's been a little while. We did a broadcast over at the location for suicide awareness. I think it was, that was like a year or so ago, I think it was.
It was.
Yeah, it's been a little while and I've slept since then. But so tell us a little bit about what you do as the Director of Programs.
Okay, so I'm the Director of Programs for the Avenue Family
Network.
Don't
just tell me like Tiffany and say, I direct programs. No, come on.
I will give you a little more. And what that means is that I oversee the five programs that are part of the Avenue, Cora Lamping Center being one of those. Mm-hmm. And right now, we've been spending a lot of time on the Cora Lamping Center because we have some exciting news coming. We've had two big things happen for us this year. The first one is related to comprehensive sexual assault services. We were able to receive some funding earlier in the year to develop and implement a sexual assault services program within the county. And we anticipate within the next month that those services will be up and running and ready to go.
That's so awesome news. Yeah.
We're working on that and trying to get a good start. So with those services, we will provide some services in conjunction with Lakeland Hospital as far as meeting survivors at the emergency room and being a support for them during their exams. Mm-hmm. We will offer outreach counseling. We've hired a therapist. We will have support groups. We will have a legal advocate to walk alongside survivors as they go through the legal process if they choose to. And we're the person who's there to be their advocate. So we're very excited about that. And the goal this year for the state has been to work towards having sexual assault services of a comprehensive nature in every region, which will be a good share of the counties, individual counties even.
This is one of those topics, ladies, that, you know, it's tough to talk about when you break it down, because I'm going to go out and I've said this in other instances with other interviews that I've done. I'm going to make a wish that we didn't need you, that we didn't need what you do. I'll even go so far as to say I wish that you were unemployed because we don't need this and you would find something else to do. I understand. But But is that a fair statement to say, I wish that we didn't have to have a service like this, but we do?
That is absolutely a fair statement. And I think that the goal for most of us who work in this field is to be unemployed. I think most of us would like for there not to be a need in this regard.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we do. And it's one of those things that I wonder if people, I'm sure that they know the services are available, but they don't really want to. It's like, no, that doesn't really happen, does it? But it does.
It does happen. Both the sexual assault and the domestic violence side of things happen.
Yeah.
You know, every one in four women experiences a sexual assault at some point in their life. And the statistic for domestic violence, I believe, is one in three.
Wow.
So they're very common things that occur, and they occur everywhere, and they occur in all walks of life. It's not something that only happens to homeless people or poor people or people who live in what's known as an unsafe neighborhood. It happens everywhere.
Yeah. And the ones that you hear, you know, the ones you hear about are the ones that are reported. How many go unreported? And that's even worse or more sad, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
And the statistics here in Berrien County related to when you look at the Michigan State Police report, crime victims report, we are number 14 in the state for domestic violence calls. And there are 86 counties in the state. So that puts us pretty close to the top. That's a statistic that we would like to see decrease.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. If you're just joining us, talking with Kelly Nightingale, Director of Programs, and Tiffany Griffin, Director of Marketing and Communications with the Cora Lamping Center. So you talked about the new sexual assault services that should be rolling out soon. Touch on the new Cora Lamping facilities, and you've got a new location now. And I know, can you bring us up to speed on that?
We just finished getting prepared to do renovation on a new facility. I'm not prepared yet to say exactly where that location is, but what I will tell you is that it will provide at least twice the sleeping spaces to what we have now. Right now, we are in a home, and we have about 13 beds that we fit, and even with all of those beds full the majority of the time, we still are not able to house about 500 women a year, women and families.
So what you're saying, Kelly, is that there's 500 opportunity, you know, 500 more instances that you're unable to help. There's that much need in this community.
Of people who need shelter.
Of people who need shelter.
Yes. And with our new facility, since we're just renovating, sure, and we have everything laid out, it's looking like we're going to have a minimum of 25 and possibly up to 35 beds. We'll see how it lays out when we actually get to putting the beds in the rooms.
And this is great news, don't get me wrong, but you're going the wrong way. You need to be, I mean, all seriousness, you know, we need to be going the other way and have less beds for, you know.
It would be really nice to be able to do that.
Yeah,
and that is still a goal. So hopefully by being able to help more people.
Yeah.
That will help us reduce statistics as we move along.
So,
but the other services that the Domestic Violence Center has is they also have outreach services. So if you are someone who's a survivor and you need some assistance but you do not need shelter, you can still get case management, legal advocacy, support group, all kinds of services. You can get every service that we have except for a bed to sleep in.
And then you're going to be looking for some volunteers for this new facility then, right?
Yes, our new facility is going to require a lot of cleaning and painting, and certainly if there were people who had some skills related to construction and I would think plumbing and electrical, things like that, we would love to have you volunteer.
And how can we do that? How can we sign up?
The way that you can sign up is by contacting our volunteer coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number, her name is Amanda Weber, and the phone number she can be reached at is 925-1725.
Awesome. And we've got about a minute left. I want to make sure we've got the Fest of the Southwest coming up on Saturday the 28th at Watermark Brewing. Tell us a little bit about the fundraising effort here, if you would. You have any?
Sure. So the Fest in the Southwest, it's a $20 donation. It's at Watermark Brewing Company. And with that $20 donation, you get 2 16-ounce pours, a brat, a printed stein, and it's from 1 to 5 p.m. Watermark Brewing Company has been amazing with hosting this event for
us. They're good people over there, aren't they?
They're wonderful. It's also presented by Honor Credit Union, who has also been so incredibly generous to kind of help champion not only this cause, but this specific event year after year. You know, this event is important because it's not only a fundraiser for Core Lamping Center, it's also creates awareness for, you know, kind of that younger group that is, you know, we're seeing on social media, this, I guess we'll call them millennials, older millennials, they're finding this empowerment.
Right.
So it's important to match a little bit more of the awareness with that. And that's what this event does.
So it's Saturday the 28th at Watermark from 1 to 5, you said?
Yes.
It's $20 and you get all kinds of great stuff. So just show up there. It's called the Fest in the Southwest. Want to end on a high note with a lot of fun. So want to say thank you to Kelly Nightingale, Director of Programs, Tiffany Griffin, Director of Marketing and Communications with the Core Lamping Center. Thanks for coming in, and come back and visit us anytime, ladies.
Thank you.
Got Something to Say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got Something to Say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.